Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. The gasoline-powered carriage, or automobile, has been commercially available since 1886 when Carl Benz in Germany patented his Benz motor wagon. In the United States, the first successful commercial car company was the Duryea Brothers of Massachusetts, who started selling cars in 1893. Except in the large cities, where their utility as taxis and service trucks was recognized, most people outside of major metropolitan areas in the 1890s saw motorized vehicles as a novelty that would never replace the horse. It remains uncertain when the first automobile appeared in the North Woods because railroads were deemed sufficient and the building of roads was a low priority for state and local governments. Nevertheless, news of their development was certainly making a splash. As early as 1899, the Sieg Manufacturing Company of Kenosha, Wisconsin, announced that it would discontinue the manufacture of bicycles and instead focus its attention on automobiles. In 1900, the Western Automobile Company of Chicago announced plans to open manufacturing plants in Stevens Point, and of course by 1902, Thomas Jeffrey was manufacturing and selling the famous Rambler automobile out of his Kenosha factory. Still, suspicions remained high in Wisconsin. In 1901, one commentator remarked that the bicycle is dangerous enough to innocent bystanders, but it isn't a patch on the automobile. Strict regulations governing the latter ought to be enforced. In 1902, when the regulations did not come and individual motorists began flaunting their new machines, another anti-automobile advocate offered $1,000 to be used in the organization of a troop of Minutemen armed with rifles who shall stand on street corners and pick off automobilists as they pass. By 1903, the speed of the automobile was seen as the greatest threat because they could whiz about at nearly 20 miles an hour. And such dangerous velocity needed to be regulated. The noisy internal combustion engines frightened horses and other livestock, so a few farmers and other rural residents decided to take matters into their own hands. No one ever formed a militia of Minutemen to pick off drivers, but what they did do was just as deadly. In several places across the state, farmers strung wire or rope across a rural road. Vehicles in those days were open carriages, and the wire was placed at a level just high enough to catch the driver and passenger. Despite the cynics, the automobile fascinated Northwoods residents. Stories of automobile races and new manufacturing plants made the news regularly. Automobiles may have shown up earlier, but they were definitely in the Northwoods by 1904. In that year, Harry Coleman purchased a new automobile in Minneapolis, then drove it overland to Chippewa Falls, Wausau, Rhinelander, and finally Eagle River. He averaged between 12 and 14 miles an hour and did not encounter a single surly farmer. The automobile age had arrived. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.